From Academy Award winner Michael Moore comes the most controversial film of the year.
My answers, bring them on.
Fahrenheit 9/11. This film is not yet rated.
Most of the evening weekend shows are sold out at the two Madison theaters where Fahrenheit 9/11 opened today. Many of the advance tickets were snapped up by political activists who want to use the film to help get out the vote against President Bush this fall. They hope to cash in on the film's depiction of the link between the Bush and Bin Laden families and its negative portrayal of the so-called War on Terror and the war in Iraq.
I think it will show people the real George Bush, and that if people learn that truth, they're not very likely to vote for him.
That's Russ Wallace of the group Democracy for Wisconsin, a spin-off from the failed Howard Dean campaign. Wallace says now its goal is to promote progressive political candidates. To that end, he bought 120 tickets to tomorrow night's showing of the movie, complete with a pre-film pizza party and a post-show debriefing for activists. But Chris Lotto of the Republican Party of Wisconsin says the film's message represents the far left and is unlikely to work as a recruiting tool for moderate voters who may still be undecided about the presidential election.
You're going to bring the converted into the theater to watch this movie, and they're going to come out saying anybody but Bush, but, you know, that's the same thing they were saying before they went to see the movie. So I really don't see this as a major cause for concern.
Still, one powerful Republican consulting company has launched a phone and email campaign to discredit the film. The California-based Move America Forward generated thousands of emails to three of the theater companies showing the film in Wisconsin. Their message is the film undermines the war on terror by using U.S. troops in the field for a domestic political agenda. That charge will likely be fuel for debate Monday night when fans of the film have a chance for a live online web chat with Moore himself. Via computer, he'll be joining more than 1,000 house parties across the country, sponsored by the anti-Bush group MoveOn.org. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.